It's regalim.
That's perfect. You did a plural that doesn't exist, that it was invented for regalim. For what?
The holidays.
For the three holidays that the Jews went up to Jerusalem. That's perfectly fine. So you hear that you took the singular form and you glued to the singular form the ending ayin. But what happens when I have, okay, I have yom, a day. Yamim are the plural.
Right.
How do I say 2 days?
Yom.
The suffix is ayin for two. Shtayim, shnayim, ayin is a suffix. So yom, mayim, yomayim. Okay? Chodesh, chodshayim.
Wait, how's that different than plural?
We are going to duo.
Right, we're only talking duo.
Duo right now. The suffix ayim. How do I create two of one thing?
Right.
Ayim. That's right. I take the one thing and I add the suffix ayim. So if I study 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, I can say shana achat or
shanayim.
Now I need to remind you one more thing. The feminine, that's right. In the feminine, the he turns into historical tav before shnatayim. Shnatayim. Shana, shnatayim. Sha'a, 1 hour. Sha'a. She'antar. I know we need to see that.
Sorry.
No, why sorry? You're not the only one.
Is that, I can't see it.
But it needs to be
both.
So.
Is it the same in Arabic?
No, tan can. It is the same.
Oh, they with have an N sound?
Sintain.
With an N sound, not an M sound.
Nahon.
There's a reason. But anyway.
Okay.
Can you teach us both languages? That's a joke.
Ma?
Well, yeah.
Both at the same time. They're similar.
What?
Arabic. Teach Arabic and Hebrew.
Aramaic and Hebrew?
Arabic.
Arabic, absolutely. They're cousins, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to start with just body parts. Yad. Yadayim. So you see the suffix is ayim. Okay? So when I have masculine, it's not a problem. Yom. Your mind. Seda? What is it, Emma?
A dual language. We weren't paying attention. But we were talking about languages.
Chodesh. But I want you to see the change of vowels. This O becomes a short O. Shayim, because you know how many syllables there are here? You will not believe how many syllables there are here. Okay, Chodesh Chodeshayim, Chodeshayim.
Four syllables.
More, because this is the Dagesh fourth.
Oh.
Chodeshayim. So that's why this shortened and this shortened. Chodesh Chodeshayim. Elef, 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
So, alafim is the plural. Many thousands, like 10,000, like in book.
Alpaim.
Elef,
alpaim.
Oops.
Mea.
Oh, wait. Mea is, okay. We did numbers before. So, here is mea. That's right. So, now we moved into feminine. Mea moved to mataim. And if you're from Jerusalem, you say ma'atayim. You do not lose the aleph. Yeah?
Why? Never mind.
No, because it's Jerusalem, like they do not like to lose the aleph. But when you ask...
No, in the song, the Jerusalem, I mean, ma'atayim, I mean...
Ha'atik ba'abat shnot alpayim. Matayim shana.
Some songs I know do that.
Matayim. Maybe the singer is
Mahar, that song.
Mahar.
No, that's not the same thing. Tomorrow.
מחר, נכון, מחר זה tomorrow. And if you say today after tomorrow,
that's not the same thing, just maybe.
The day after tomorrow. Machar is tomorrow, 2 days from now. The day after tomorrow. So now I'm going to tease you. Etmol is yesterday. How do you say the day before yesterday? No, it's not. No. Shishom. Shishom. Shalosh.
Shishom.
Shalosh. Wow. Etmol. This is a side. Because somebody wrote Im lo machar as machorotayim for the song. Yeah. So here is Hayom is today. Nachon? Etmol is yesterday. Nachon? Shilshom from shalosh. 3 days away from today is the day before yesterday, right? So Shilshom is the day before yesterday.
Wait, is that a yod in the Hayom?
Yes, it is yod with the gesh forte because it's after ha.
All right.
Hayom is today. Etmol yesterday. Shilshom the day before yesterday. Machar is tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, mochorotayim.
Mochorotayim.
Yeah, mochorotayim. Everybody says machratayim. Just like I say, tzohorayim. Ah! Tzohorayim. But I will not tell you now why it's like that.
Wait for level 4.
Why does it have ayim? Are you following this, ayim? So this is just time words and side note of that. But let's go back to feminine now. Mea. You see the historic K turned into Tav. Sorry?
And W.
Yeah, well, I have that W. Matan. Not in my time. It should be, I guess, for T. I see. Mea Matan. Vishana. So on which form did you build the two, the pair?
Feminine.
On the
feminine,
singular.
Feminine singular.
No, listen. On which, what was the base form to create the duo?
These are nouns, right?
The base form to create a duo
the construction
is the singular.
Singular.
You need the absolute form. The absolute form of a noun is the regular form that you find in the dictionary entry. You call it absolute form. Okay, it's not conjugated, it's not declined. Okay? So you need to know what the singular is, and on that you add the suffix ayin. Said
singular,
that?
Yeah.
Masculine or feminine?
I don't forget what I have.
For Shavua we get? That's many weeks. It can be 7 weeks, right?
Shavua.
Why tab? Shavua.
Shavua.
Shavua. Shavua.
Oh, yes. Shavua.
Seda? Ofan. Ofanim is the ofanim are wheels, right?
Yeah.
So ofan is the angel that okay. Ofanim, but how do you say bicycle?
Ofanim.
Ma ze?
But not a tricycle.
This mishkaf. Mishkafayim.
What?
Mishkafayim.
So what's mishkaf?
One of them.
Monocle.
You know those English people.
Or a telescope? Can you write that?
Telescope is telescope.
Oh. Yeah. Can you write?
Which one? Mishkafayim?
Yeah.
משקפי שמש, it's construct. משקפיים. ו... או... חניים.
What's he gonna say? Say sunglasses now?
Sunglasses? משקפי שמש. It goes from the plural. משקפי...
שמש.
That's sunglasses.
That's a
smichut.
That's a smichut.
Yeah, glasses
are the sun.
That's right.
That's when you think about it.
That's true.
So when you have a tricycle, you go back to...
No, you borrow from Aramaic, actually. That is to prove to you that shin in Hebrew is an evolvement of tav. You know how we say Torah with an aleph for ox? When you read the Ve'ata Torah, Ve'ikal Kalba, right? That Torah in the Chag Gadya song for Pesach is shor in Hebrew. Okay, sure. So when you go to tricycle, you go back to the taf from Aramaic and you say tlatofon, tlatofon.
So shin is development of the taf in Aramaic.
Yes, it is. We talked about the movements of proto-Semitic consonants.
In Arabic too?
In Arabic it's a tha. In Arabic, there are three different...
You're putting those in the book, so you'll...
So next year, you give me a nice collection today, and the fact that you brought Machar Mochrotayim and you opened a can of worms with all these words that you do not know yet. So that was perfect.
It's like things from my 6 months in Israel in 1970 suddenly pop up in my head.
So you're getting to a good